This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat called today for a halt to all armed attacks, including suicide bombings, on Israelis. He made the call in a speech to mark the Muslim holiday at the end of the holy month of Ramadan. The Palestinian leader also called on Israel to stop its air attacks and ground incursions. Israel television said that despite Arafat's call, Palestinian militants today fired a mortar at a Jewish settlement in Gaza. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
It was Yasser Arafat's most direct, unambiguous call to end the violence of the past 15 months. The speech was broadcast live on Palestinian radio and television and simultaneously translated by foreign networks.
I will call again to have a stop on any operations, suicide operations. And we will, all these people, we will catch them and they will have an account to us. This gives the initiative to Sharon to carry out what he is doing.
Palestinian analysts say Arafat seemed focused and strong. They say he often functions best under pressure, this time international pressure that he rein in Islamist militants who have carried out suicide bombings that killed dozens of Israelis. Arafat said Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is using these bombings as a pretext to attack Palestinians.
As a result of the savage war we are receiving at the moment, all our people, all our police people, they are attacking all our people, they're attacking our infrastructure.
Arafat also called for unity among Palestinians and said there is just one authority, in other words, a direct warning to Hamas and Islamic Jihad that he is in charge. It was also the first time the Palestinian leader addressed his people since an Israeli cabinet decision last week that Arafat was irrelevant. Analysts said his words were calculated to prove that Israeli decision wrong. But Israeli officials are so far withholding judgment. Israeli government spokesman Ranan Gissin says he's skeptical that Arafat is really serious about ending the violence.
He made many calls before. Let me remind you that in September, he made a call for a ceasefire. He accepted a ceasefire. Ever since then, we've been counting over 67 dead and 400 wounded. So that was the ceasefire. He offered in 1993 peace of the brave. And in 2001, we're having peace of the grave. Every day, every week, we're burying people, you know. We have the silence of the graves, not the peace that we opted for.
In Washington, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer took a similar tack, saying Arafat had uttered constructive words, but that concrete action was needed. Israeli analysts say there is a precedent. In 1996, after a similar wave of suicide bombings, Arafat jailed dozens of Hamas and Islamic Jihad leaders and shut down their infrastructure. The analysts say that if Arafat is really serious, today's speech could prove the first step in the return to the negotiating table. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.